On Christmas morning, what do you say?
Merry Christmas.
What did you say as a girl?
Santa Claus has been here.
Did you ever say Christmas gift?
I haven't, but my mother has, I think, and maybe I have occasionally, but Merry Christmas really is what I would say spontaneously.
Your daddy got there first. And on New Year's morning, what would you say?
Happy New Year.
Mm-hmm. If, let's say something takes 5 minutes, and to the best of your knowledge, you'll have 5 minutes. Someone might say, will you have time to do it? You say, yes,
it'll just take a little while.
Yeah, but you want to know that you think you can complete it in this span.
Yes, I have 5 minutes, I can do it. I have to.
And if you let's say you went downtown and bought a parcel, and brought it home, what would you say the man did to it after you bought it?
Wrapped it.
On the first of the month, bills are
due.
And if you join an organization, you have to pay your yearly
dues.
If you don't have the money, you can go to the bank and
borrow.
And in the 30s, we would say money was
tight or non-existent.
Yeah.
Scarce.
Let's say you have two things, one of which is less expensive than the other. You're shopping with a friend. These things are of equal quality. Now, your friend starts to buy the most expensive, and you'd say to him, don't buy that one because it
costs more than the other one. You can get it cheaper.
Activities now. A child will put his head down, kick his heels, and flop over on his back. You say he's turned a
somersault.
If you see a boy standing in the riverbank, and he goes in the water, and you see him flail his arms, and he comes out on the other side, someone says, how did he cross the river? You would say he
swam.
If, on the other hand, he goes like this and goes in the water and someone says, how did he get in? You'd say he
died.
And if he goes down and an hour later he hasn't yet appeared, you may assume that he has
drowned.
What do you say a baby does before he walks?
Crawls.
If you see one of your children up in a tree, you'd say in all probability to get up there he
shinnied it.
Chewed up.
Well, if they're climbed it.
Mm-hmm. And someone in church who has been down on his knees and then gotten up, you'd say he.
You mean genuflect or knelt?
Uh-huh.
He's kneeling.
Mm-hmm. And in the afternoon, sometimes you're extremely tired. And what you like to do is come in here on the couch and
lie down.
A person who goes to sleep and wakes up to tell you about many very vivid experiences, you can say, didn't actually live these experiences.
He dreamed them.
Mm-hmm. He dreamed them, and then when his dream was over, he
relived them.
Well,
he told them, related them.
He left the state of sleep.
Sleep. He awoke,
mm-hmm.
Awakened.